Until Then, You've Got Us, Caredevil Fig, written by Marv with a V and read by 42 Do Not Panic. Summary. Writing Christmas cards is hard for Karen, but letting Matt comfort her, that's easy. In fact, it's the best feeling in the world. December made her anxious. Partially it was the influx of Christmas cards and gifts Nelson and Murdoch received from grateful clients who had obtained their services throughout the year. It always got Karen thinking about the card she had to write. She only ever wrote one card. Matt didn't write any, not having enough people in his life to make the effort worthwhile. Foggy wrote about 50 individual cards. Karen got one card from him, as did Matt, whether she could read it or not. Not, as it turned out, at least not in the same way Karen could read hers. Fortunately, Matt was always happy to be read to, whether by Foggy, Karen, or an app on his phone that let him take pictures of things and then describe the contents of the image to him. Karen happened to be hand-delivering a mug of peppermint hot chocolate to her boyfriend, who was entertaining Foggy in his office when Matt was reading the Christmas card with the help of his phone.
O-A-V-D, Merry Christmas.
Matt's phone read in a flat monotone. Matt frowned. What is A-V-D? It's not A-V-D, and it's not O either, said Foggy, looking disappointed. The O is a seed. It's the middle of the avocado. I drew it myself. Then what's A-V-D? Asked Karen, glancing at the homemade card that sat on Matt's desk. It's not A-V-D, it's A-V-O. Avo, like avocado. Avo, Merry Christmas. It's hilarious. Foggy insisted as Karen set the mug of peppermint hot chocolate on Matt's desk. Whatever you say, Fogg. I appreciate the thought, said Matt with a grin. Foggy sighed. I try, you know? I know, Matt said with a low chuckle, setting the card in pride of place on his desk and picking up the mug of hot chocolate. Karen shook her head and left them to it. She returned her attention to the reception desk and to the single card that she had to write and send before the end of the week if she wanted to get to Vermont in time for Christmas. Sometimes she wondered if she did, if it was worth trying, or if she should just give up. Her dad never acknowledged her. She never got a card back, or a phone call, or even a Merry Christmas text. Her father acted for all the work like she died in that car with Kevin. She sighed and contemplated the very words she'd written. Dear Dad. That was it. That was all she'd written in the past 10 minutes. What could she even say? Merry Christmas was kind of expected. Then what? I miss you. I'm sorry. I'd take it all back if I could. She would, and she couldn't. She couldn't undo any of it. Karen, are you all right? Asked Matt, appearing suddenly at her side. Your heart's going a million miles a minute. Karen shook her head and muttered, I'm fine, Matt. Come here. Matt pulled her to her feet, tucking her into his arms and enveloping her in warmth and comfort. You know you can tell me anything, right? You don't have to, but you can. Karen nodded and said quietly, I have a lot of people. Debatable. Go on. Matt said encouragingly, pressing a tender kiss to her cheek. Karen let herself be held for some moments, not finding Matt's super senses as intrusive as she once had. She was touched, actually, that he'd come to check on her, simply because he heard panic and dread in her heartbeat. He was so attuned to her, so protective. Karen drew back slightly and said, Have you ever hurt someone? Accidentally, I mean? Sure, said Matt with a frown. It's clear sometime what it's like to be abducted and tortured for information because of me. That came out cold. I just mean, yes, people have been hurt because of me. People I care about. What's going on? Karen sighed. Every year I write my dad a Christmas card, and I don't even know if he reads it or if he just throws it away. Matt's lips tightened, and Karen could read the anger in his face, though he quickly shattered his expression and said quite calmly, He couldn't find out, but I think that would hurt more. Yeah, Karen agreed, her eyes burning with tears. She had a feeling she knew the answer anyway, Her dad threw away each card she sent, unopened. He never read the words she agonized over. Her self-torture was entirely pointless, probably. Matt seemed to be thinking along the same lines. He didn't say anything. He just drew her close again and sighed. "You know," he said gently, "the question you have to ask yourself sometimes is whether certain traditions are worth keeping if they hurt people." Karen blanched and jerked away from him, breaking the hug. "You think it hurts him to hear from me?" Matt sighed. "I think it hurts you to cling so desperately to a parent that..." "Doesn't want to know me?" Karen guessed, her tone bitter. "I didn't say that," Matt said quickly, looking uncomfortable. "It's the truth, though," Karen admitted, fighting tears. It shouldn't be this hard, she couldn't help but think. It was just a Christmas card. Lots of people wrote cards. Foggy had written a dozen this morning already. The words came easily to him, and his parents doubtless gracefully received the cards he wrote. Envying Foggy wouldn't help matters, and she sighed, sinking wearily into her desk chair. Matt leaned over her, resting a hand on his shoulder as he said, "All I can tell you is what I can hear, Karen. You're gasping for breath, your heart's racing, you feel hot, almost feverish. Your fight or flight instincts are coming to the fore." "Stop it, Matt," Karen said tersely. "Sorry." Matt apologized, stepping back and then kneeling in front of her, his expression contrite. "I had all those same symptoms when the hand poisoned me. I'm just saying, it's not good for you, Karen." Karen shook her head as a tear traced its way down her cheek. "My dad's still grieving, Matt. It's complicated." "Let him grieve," Matt pleaded, a soft sigh escaping him. "Let yourself grieve, too." "And what in the meantime?" Karen asked hopelessly. "Just what she had been doing, she supposed. Work, try to forget, rinse, repeat." She frowned, having been around enough clients in difficult situations to know that there was something she hadn't tried that could possibly help her process her feelings around Kevin's death, and Mom's, and Elena's, and Ben's. God, all that grief felt crushing. In the new year, she promised herself she'd look into counseling or some kind of support group. "Come to the Nelsons tonight with Foggy and I," Matt pleaded, and Karen smiled at his persuasive tone. "Let Anna feature Christmas cookies and hot cider and..." "You want me to come home with you tonight?" asked Karen, trying not to sound too hopeful, since she and Matt had been taking it slow lately. "The option's there," Matt shrugged and then smiled. "Hmm," he said approvingly. "You sound calmer already." "What do I do with this card?" Karen asked, picking it up off her desk and studying it for a moment. "Whatever you want. Leave the door open for your dad to reconnect when he's ready. Until then, you've got us," Matt said comfortingly. Karen sighed and smiled, leaning forward to press a sweet kiss to Matt's forehead. Then she let the card fall into the waste paper basket. She felt a weight lift from her shoulders as soon as she did. Matt was right. Clinging to the past hurt too much to keep doing it. She wanted a future instead, and she wanted it to be with Matt.